Welcome to session 35, Creativity and Your Recovery. In this week's session, we discover the connection between creativity and our well-being, the importance creativity plays in our personal lives and in our recovery can't be underestimated. Creativity impacts our relationships, careers, our ability to relax and enjoy leisure time, and it impacts our health in a major way. While creativity comes easily and naturally to some, for others they need someone or something to inspire them. To find the best way for you to express and implement your creative ideas, it's useful to tap into what you liked doing when you were younger, when you could have been using your creativity naturally every day. Whatever it is for you that allows you to access that space and helps you to be in flow and come up with a solution, procedure, song, poem, dance, or majestic masterpiece, it can really kickstart the healing process. When we are inspired to create something, our bodies and mind are directly affected in a positive way. Think about school, whether you loved it or hated it. The curriculum was based on a holistic approach to the week. There was room for writing poetry, singing in the choir, or even just being part of the daily assembly. Physical exercise in the form of games and sports were encouraged, and art classes gave us an outlet to use paint and produce drawings or crafts. The academic or logical subjects were balanced out and integrated with those creative outlets. When we give up doing creative things, we begin to block our own creative flow. The ability to express our emotions and thoughts becomes blocked. Before we lived in this automated world, everything had to be creative, as things were handmade. People baked, grew things, sewed, knitted, made furniture. Every conceivable thing had to be imagined, designed, and done by hand. Today, we just order it online or buy it in a shop. Much has been lost for the sake of convenience. Elaine remembers that a neighbour asked if she would like to go on a creative writing course. She says, "It was a couple of hours each week at an adult education college. I was really drawn to the idea of going, even though at the time I had really bad brain fog. I had poor word recall and my spelling was awful. I decided to go anyway. It was great. I had something to look forward to each week and something to achieve. I began to write poems. They took me ages, but one thing I had a lot of was time. For the first time in ages, I felt excited about something, and even though I wrote some fairly intense poems, it was obviously allowing the suppressed emotions to surface. That is what happens when we get into a creative space. Time doesn't have any meaning when we're able to become childlike and just enjoy the moment. I really believe it helped me enormously. When I think about the times when I've been at my happiest and healthiest, I've been writing and creating. When I left school, I went into hairdressing, which is a very creative industry, and even though it was physically demanding with very long hours, I was always healthy. Then, when I went to university to begin my career change, I signed up for a creative writing module and I loved it. I was studying on a full-time degree, bringing up two children and still hairdressing to earn money. Yet I was still really healthy. However, when I left uni and began working in an academic setting, I never allowed any time for my writing and ultimately I began suffering the effects of stress. I can see now that the longer you block your creativity, the more out of touch you get with yourself, and this directly impacts your health. It's essential for us as individuals to express feelings, thoughts, and ideas in a way that reflect who we are. This is how we tap into our authenticity. The outlet or medium you choose is not important because expressing creativity is what comes from taking both old and new ideas, blending them together, and creating something new and unique, just like you. On this pathway, we often encourage you to ask yourself some questions to gain clarity on what might be causing your symptoms to persist. So today we're going to look at what might unlock your healing through creativity. You may be thinking, I can barely think straight and feel so exhausted. How can I even begin to look at what I can do creatively? If that's the case, then creativity may be the missing link to your recovery. So ask yourself, what did I used to do creatively that I really enjoyed? Is it singing, sewing, carpentry, poetry? The list is endless. What kind of writing inspires you? Poets and philosophers all use the written word to express thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Just getting back into reading your favourite writers can inspire you to put pen to paper. What kind of hands-on art do you enjoy? Artists use creativity to express their ideas and visions through painting, wood carving, sculptures, drawing, and photography. In fact, Natasha shares with us in this session how important her unique blend of photography and painting became, literally creating her recovery process for her. Could you find out about a choir or music group that you could go and watch and join when you're ready? Musicians, singers, and songwriters use words and sounds to be creative. Collaborating with those who enjoy the same things as we do will help unearth our creativity. Have you ever wondered what drives actors and actresses to follow a career path that's so uncertain? They are provided endless opportunities to express their creativity through words and actions. Differing roles and working with other creative people feeds them and nourishes them. What kind of dancing makes your spirit soar? When we are dancing, we are accessing our instinctive self. Babies will move to music and respond to rhythm, and so do we. If right now you're too unwell to dance, start focusing on immersing yourself in the type of dancing you would love to do. Watch a DVD of your favourite dancers and see what impact it has on your spirit. Do you love fabrics and textiles? Fashion design and interior design are opportunities for you to create using fabrics and materials. Just making yourself a beautiful cushion will help you to feel a sense of achievement, and your creative juices will flow. Have you ever thought about starting a new, more creative career? Give this some thought and act on whatever pops into your mind. It's your wisdom talking. Playtime. Play is not meant to be just for children. It's a form of release and connection that can tap into creativity and can allow you the chance to connect with your inner child and the inner child of others. Play is a state of mind, but it's also a state of body, emotion, and spirit. Yes, it's something you do, playing games, swinging, playing tag, but it's also something you watch others do and gain pleasure from simply watching. It's often described as a time when we feel most alive, yet it's something we take for granted and may forget to do. It can be entirely positive or can be dramatic, such as acting out a thrilling and suspenseful activity. Play can be used in many ways to not only stimulate creativity, but as a way to transform negative emotions. We are hardwired as adults to engage in play, and it's crucial to our vitality to spend time in play each day. Elaine says, as a trainer, I use play to change the energy in a room of people. Running icebreakers and learning games that involve drawing, running, and dressing up changes a room full of jaded adults into laughing, energized children. It's astounding how creative they become once they allow themselves to be. If it can change the energy of delegates on a course, what can it do for you energetically? Expressing yourself is vital to your health. Another essential aspect of creativity is being connected to who you are and what you're doing, feeling alive. Anything which stifles you or closes you down from your sense of life and vibrancy will block and deter you from creative acts. This is exactly what happened to Kelly, who explains. I loved art school. It was my favourite subject. Yet when I left school and went to work doing something I hated, I always felt like I didn't have time for the art anymore. It wasn't important because you couldn't earn an income. It's like at school. You have permission. It's built into the day and part of what you do. Yet, unless you go to art or design college and follow it as a career, it gets left behind at school. That's why, on the pathway, we feel that the morning pages are so important. The act of expressing your emotions and the process of writing down all your thoughts and feelings is a form of creative expression. The process, not the outcome. When I tried to get back to being creative again, I was coming at it from a more driven perspective. Just like the rest of my life, I felt I needed a process, some structure to follow with my own flexibility and freedom to express myself with my own rules. But I worried about how I did it and if it was right. I worried constantly, asking myself if I had the time to do it and wondering if I shouldn't really be doing something else. And the nagging doubts would be, maybe this isn't really that important and what will people think of it? Can you relate to feeling this way when you take time to do something creative and relaxing? Eventually, Kelly stopped obsessing and went on a journey of discovery. She was able to get lost in the act of creating and felt like time didn't matter. It allowed her to forget about work or health, and she felt able to let go and enjoy the act of painting. If you do feel you need a process to get started, that's why we developed the creative hub within the recovery pathway. Just let us know if you'd like to join. It will help you discover or get back into your own creative space. Connecting with our instincts. Awareness of how our physical vitality connects to our instincts is crucial. Leonardo da Vinci wrote extensively about the link between creativity, inspiration, and physical vitality. I am certain he would have agreed with this anonymous writer who said, "The vibrancy and energy of wellness allows you to meet challenges and difficulties and be resilient." It just makes sense. When you're feeling physically well and vibrantly alive, it positively affects your whole state of mind and ability to be effective. When you look after your ability to be vibrant, you're engaged in one more important aspect of the process of creativity within yourself. It's obvious then that when your creativity is neglected, it becomes blocked and directly affects your vitality and energy. You may have heard about chakras and that chakras can become blocked. So, what are chakras and what have they got to do with creativity? In the East, the seven chakras are believed to represent areas in the body that affect all elements of your well-being. If your chakras are functioning well, you will lead to a much healthier life on all levels, since your energy will be able to flow smoothly. Each chakra or energy center corresponds to a different emotion or aspect of your being. But the second and fifth chakras in particular affect creativity. If these energy centers are working at optimum levels, your creativity will flow beautifully and you will discover a hidden treasure trove of talent and inner potential. However, if they are blocked, so too will your creativity be blocked and therefore your health will be affected. So one affects the other. The second, or sacral chakra. This energy center is known as the sacral chakra and is located in the navel region. It's associated with sexuality, reproduction, and creativity. We seek to express ourselves through our second chakra, whether it's writing a book, preparing a presentation, painting a picture, or growing new life. All creative ideas and new life go through the same process. They begin as an abstract idea, take root, sprout, grow, evolve and change, and are eventually born into the world. The colour of this chakra is orange, which represents passion, activity, warmth, and positive feelings. When you create something, it's an extension of yourself, and when you show it to the world, it's scary because you risk rejection and ridicule. Often, artists are visionaries and can see things others cannot. They have ideas that are well ahead of their time. Sometimes, others who are not on the same wavelength will criticize or even reject your ideas or creations. Criticism is a part of the creative process, and most creative types have experienced their share of destructive as well as constructive criticism. A healthy second chakra will give you the courage to follow your creative dreams, express your visions, regardless of others' opinions. Fifth chakra, the throat chakra. The fifth chakra, located in the throat region, is all about communication, expression, and discovering your unique voice. We seek to discover our own unique voice and communicate our ideas to the world through the fifth chakra. Are you afraid of speaking up for yourself and voicing your opinions? Do you tend to talk too much? Are you trying to discover your true self? Do you experience writer's or artistic block? All of these issues are related to the fifth chakra. The colour of this chakra is blue, which represents purity, serenity, and healing. Artists can get caught up in comparing themselves with other creatives and become paralysed by fear and jealousy. They hold back from putting their work out or trying something new. It can lead to so many of us sabotaging ourselves by not following through on creative ideas and dreams. Sound familiar? A healthy fifth chakra will help you discover your unique voice and assist you in fully expressing your creativity and manifesting many of your dreams. Five tips to ignite your creativity. 1. Start meditating. Find a meditation technique that works for you. Clearing your mind can open you up to inspiration and help overcome a major creative block. 2. Never compare your efforts with others. We are all unique individuals and are all capable of being creative. Express your unique individuality. Just enjoy the creative process and do what you need to create joy. 3. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Stop procrastinating and start painting, writing, photographing, dancing, or whatever it is that gives you joy. When you are joyful and creative, you will be vibrating at a higher frequency and will attract more good things to your life. 4. Get inspired by someone. Find someone to follow, watch, listen to, and allow the inspiration to keep you in your creative flow. Find someone with a great energy that you can connect with and maybe collaborate on something together. And 5. Immerse yourself with colours of the second and fifth chakras. For example, paint with orange or blue, or both. Wear these colours, they're probably your colours anyway, and will most likely look good on you. Carry crystals with these colours, such as lapis lazuli, blue, and carnelian, orange. Mindfulness colouring books are a great place to start. It's important to keep all our chakras energised and in a healthy state in order to function optimally. Yoga, bodywork, or Reiki treatments are helpful here. If you want to be more creative, then focus on the second and fifth chakras. They are closely connected, and as one chakra becomes clearer and healthier, it will in turn affect the other chakra and rebalance your nervous system, especially if you're struggling with the anxiety loop and feel like your brain is racing or constantly wired. Another great tool if you struggle with a busy mind and want to tap into your creativity is mind mapping. It has become a creative way to plan, study, and organise all those muddled thoughts going on in our heads. From top CEOs of businesses to students studying for their exams, and everyone in between, it's a powerful tool. And for anyone with an active mind, and we know CFS and fibromyalgia sufferers are generally dynamic, driven, very active thinking people, then this can be a way you can clear your head and move forward without feeling too overwhelmed. A mind map is a graphical and creative way to represent ideas and concepts. It's a visual thinking tool that helps to structure information, helping you to better analyse, comprehend, recall, and generate new ideas. Just as in every great idea, its power lies in its simplicity. Unlike a traditional computer, your brain does not process or organize information in linear sequences. Instead, it naturally operates with networks of associations between various ideas. If you present information as a visual network rather than a linear list, you will greatly enhance your mind powers to digest that information. You will also stimulate synergy of both the left and right sides of your brain. Since it's an activity that's both analytical and artistic, it engages your brain in a much, much richer way, helping all of its cognitive functions. And best of all, it's fun. You can use colours and doodles, drawings and words to help you remember or plan, or when your brain feels overwhelmed and you find it hard to focus. Basically, mind mapping avoids dull, linear thinking, jogging your creativity and making tasks fun again. So, check out the mind mapping exercise for your creativity plan this week. You will also have the easy to follow process from artist Claudia to get your artistic juices flowing. And remember to join Rebecca Bush, our artist in residence in the Creative Hub, to get your creativity flowing. Dr. Spock was exactly right, it seems, when he said, "Creativity is necessary for the health of the body." Do share on the Facebook forum how your creative journey progresses your recovery, and I will be with you next time.